It's time for our monthly Encourage Community Foundation update here on The Morning Magazine on AM 1320 and WFHR.com. Your Encourage Community Foundation is located at 478 East Grand Avenue, right across from Hotel Mead in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. You can reach them by calling 715-423-3863. Corey Anfinson from Encourage is here, and Ben Joston, an Encourage volunteer and Tribune Project table host, is here. And I guess we might as well start the recap of the big event from last week, which I had the honor and privilege of being your little MC, or voice of the picnic. Everybody wondered, when they moved it downtown, would it work? Well, did it ever work? It was quite the success.
Yeah, it was fabulous. And thank you so much, Carl, for your beautiful voice the whole night, and encourage people to enjoy all the food vendors, which we had a lot of other partners who came with us. We had over 39 community organizations and partners for the community picnic.
Excellent.
This year, which was fabulous. We had some wonderful entertainment.
Mm-hmm, yes, we did.
The flyboard demonstrations on the river were fabulous.
Yes, they were. They were a lot of fun. And the musicians that showed up and played, and we even had some impromptu jam sessions going on.
We did, and we even had some youngsters singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah, we had a little one singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And let's see, Roscoe P. Rafter was there, and the new mascot for the Rapids River Kings junior hockey team was there, a cranberry guy. It was the setup was kind of like a free taste of Wisconsin Rapids. All the different vendors had their own booth. You went there and you could just nosh on a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah, there was an abundance of food, and it was fabulous.
How many people do, I've heard like 5,000 estimated?
Yeah, conservatively, we are estimating that we had 5,000 attendees that night.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
No.
And over how many volunteers?
We had over 250 volunteers for the event.
That was great.
We figured it out. It's over 670 hours given by community members in volunteer time.
And what I was very impressed with after the clinic, how quickly the cleanup went.
Cleanup was fabulous. We had the Lincoln football team come over and help us out with cleanup.
Yeah, they really went right to work.
They worked hard, as well as many community members who weren't even signed up, just stuck around and said, hey, how can I help? And so cleanup went really fast. We also had the Assumption football team helping us on the other side doing setup, which was also really helpful.
Yeah. And then the company from Point that did the big circus tent. Stevens Point Tents. I'm amazed at how quick they took that sucker down, and then they were filling in the holes on the concrete.
Yeah, they were very efficient. They did a great job.
But and it shows you what a community can do.
Yeah.
When you put your mind to it.
Yeah, and you know, the picnic is a great example of, you know, shared stewardship, where everyone can give something to make our community a better place. We all share this place. This is where we live. And what a great, great display of that right there.
Yeah, and we'll do it again next year.
Yes, we will. First Wednesday in August.
See, okay, I've got the... Pam, write it on my schedule.
Yes, could you come?
Yeah, well, someone already from Encourage before we... can we sign you up for... Yeah, go ahead.
You know, and I will share also that we had many volunteers who said the exact same thing.
I know, that's great. That's what it takes.
And picnic goers who, you know, sought out volunteers in our beautiful blue shirts and said, hey, how can I help next year?
I had some people saying that, and I had also had some people saying thank you and everything else, and that's great. That is great. But we're here. Ben, you've been an Encourage volunteer and Tribune Project table host. Give us a little bit of your background. How did you get involved with Encourage?
I first got involved through the Tribune Project. There were some people that had goals to get certain things in the building, and I went with them, and then I ended up becoming a table host later on in the process.
You're fairly young, so are you still in school, or you're working, or what?
I'm going to Mid-State.
You're going to, what's your study major?
Or what Business you... Management.
Okay, hey, good, so, good background. So what motivated you to be involved? What has been your impression of after being involved like this?
I was surprised with how many people there were interested in making a difference. And throughout the different projects I've been involved with, seeing a lot of the same faces and like realizing how many people I've worked with throughout these last couple of years.
Are you a native of this area?
Yeah.
Okay. So has it changed your perspective of your hometown?
Yeah, it has. I was not nearly as involved with the central part of the community, just kind of a outsider living there and going to school. But yeah, now I feel like the people can make a difference.
Okay. And that was what we were hoping for with the Tribune Building Project.
Yeah, the Tribune Building Project really gave people the opportunity to see that their voice does make a difference. And Ben is a great example of someone who came out because he was interested in a particular opportunity that was kind of being surfaced by residents. He was really interested in a makerspace. And we're going to have that opportunity within the Tribune Building because people came out and said, here's what we need in this community, here's what we would like to see. And so that's going to be one of the spaces. But it's just a great opportunity for people to come out and see that there are people just like them who want to make a difference but really don't know how to do it. And this is just one avenue, and there's so many other opportunities to help make our community a better place.
Yeah. And like I said during the picnic, I said, welcome to the world's largest, or Central Wisconsin's largest family reunion.
It really felt like that, didn't it?
Yes. And I said, it's free. All we ask is that you do like you do at a big family reunion when you're sitting with someone you've never met before. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, meet someone new.
Meet somebody new, talk, and strike up a conversation.
Yeah. It's not a difficult ask. And,
no.
You know, it was amazing to me to walk around the community picnic and see people doing exactly that, shaking hands, saying hello, patting each other on the back. You know, it's really a great opportunity to just see that in action. You know, Ben saw that through the Tribune process, but now 5,000 people saw it live downtown.
What did you think of the picnic?
I thought it seemed to go pretty well. There were a lot of people.
Yes, a lot of people. Yeah, when I was looking out at everybody, I'm going, wow, this is fun. This is fun. Now, you're interested in the makerspace? Okay, you got something that you want to make?
Nothing specific.
Okay.
I've been to various makerspaces around, and I think it would be a good addition to the community.
Okay. Well, it's good. Everything that's going to be happening. Now, today, since we're talking about the Tribune Building, is one of the tours.
Yes, we do have a tour. That tour is at capacity, but good news, since there's so much interest in continuing the tours, we actually have some upcoming dates for tours. We have one coming up on Saturday, August 29th, and that one's going to be in the morning at 10 a.m. And then we have one coming up on Thursday, September 17th, and that'll be at 5:30 p.m. And if anyone's interested in taking those tours, they can RSVP by calling our office at 715-423-3863, or they can do it on our Facebook site.
Okay. And of course, for those of you who are wondering where the staging area for the volunteers was, the Tribune Building, and I took the opportunity to take a walk through the area there where the radio station used to be, where I used to work.
Mm-hmm.
And oh boy, did the memories start flooding.
Oh, I'm sure.
I saw an old on-the-air sign, and I was looking in the area where our closet, which was the newsroom, used to be.
We had the opportunity this summer to take a group of summer school students. They were third through fifth graders, and it was called Little Adventures. They were touring different places in town, and we had the opportunity to take them through a tour of the Tribune Building, and we make this stop by the radio station, and we all look at the sign, and we're like, and we know Carl Hilke, and they're all, wow.
That's cute.
Yeah, the kids, honestly, it was so fabulous to take a tour with the kids, to see the space through their eyes and the history of it through them, but then also what's to come, and see their excitement over lots of the different spaces, not just what you would typically think, which is the youth space that's dedicated to them. They had such great questions, and it's really exciting to think about what they're going to get to do when it opens.
Ben, what did you enjoy most going through this process when you're talking, being a table host? What has it been, learning some history of your hometown that you maybe didn't know about before? What's been your take on that?
I did learn a lot of the history that I didn't know, but I think the part that I enjoyed the most was meeting a lot of the people. There were a lot of older people that were really quick to talk and wanted to hear what I had to say, and I met a lot of people.
So this has been a generational bridge.
Definitely.
In many ways, this project has been a generational bridge, and you as a young person have enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we intentionally wanted the meeting to feel like it was a place for everyone to have their voice heard. So we always had meeting norms where, you know, that's one of the things we ask, that, you know, everyone has something to say and everyone's an expert, so please allow them to talk. And people really respected that, you know, and so someone like Ben, who's younger and says, you know, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to blend or fit in here, everyone meshed together very well. So it was definitely a bridge between the generations.
I think that's important. Because for older folks like myself, that's an important part of history. Obviously, it's a personal thing with Pam and I, because we met there, we worked there. So yes, there's a personal aspect to that. But for other folks, it's a part of the history of the town. And one of the complaints has been in the past, we tear too much of our history down.
Right.
And I think that was one of the catalysts when the Huffmans and Encouraged announced, we're going to save this building.
Right.
We're going to preserve it. I think a lot of people who have been having that complaint said, finally,
right,
let's make this happen. Mm-hmm. We're going to preserve an important... And people started reminiscing about getting their paper there, or mm-hmm, seeing Arnie Strope at the radio station or whatever, you know.
It's great to hear the stories from the folks who actually worked in that space, like yourself and others. And, you know, what we love about it is that it used to be the communication hub for the town.
It was.
Yeah.
And,
you know, we're really looking at this opportunity for when we open the building, that this will also serve as a communication hub.
And it goes with, and one of the pre-meetings was on the history of the building, and it was brought up by some of the folks from the Huffman family or who knew the Huffmans, that Mr. Huffman always wanted that building to be a gathering spot for the whole community. And I can tell you, I can remember times when the boardroom was used by some community group for a meeting because he offered it to them.
Right.
And you say, you need to meet? Yeah. You know.
And good news, we're going to have a meeting facility right in the building when it opens.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is what I'm saying is this builds on that tradition.
It does. It's taking the history and making sure that we're honoring it.
Yeah. It's honoring the history. It's respecting the history. We have much more to talk about, and we hope you're getting excited. Again, thank you to everybody who turned out for the community picnic. I mean, to see 5,000 people, and it was so well run. I talked to one of the auxiliary police officers, and she said, this has been the best event all summer.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And she said, no problem. I mean, it was basically maybe pointing someone over to an area. Where are the egg rolls? Over.
Yeah, it was definitely a safe event.
It was good for all families.
Yeah.
It was great for the families. A lot of families, a lot of kids, a lot of great food. We're getting our monthly Encourage Community Foundation report. With us is Corey Anfinson from Encourage and Ben Joston, who is an Encourage volunteer and Tribune Project table host. Okay, let's talk about something new, a resident review committee.
Yes. A new opportunity that we have this year is we formed a resident review committee, and it's volunteers from the community who are going to be helping review what-if grant opportunities. What-if grants are small mini-grants that are really promoting residents coming together with good or creative or fun ideas and moving them to action. So we have had some really good what-if grants given. Most recently was the drum circle, which you could experience at the community picnic.
Yes, right.
Yeah. And so we took nominations for the Resident Review Committee, and we had them come to a learning session and learn more about what they'd be doing and asked them to apply for the opportunity. And I'm happy to say we have 18 new community members, and Ben is actually going to be sitting on that committee as well.
What's your thoughts about the committee?
Something I haven't heard about in anywhere else, so I'm excited to be part of it.
Okay. So how will this work?
What we're planning on doing is having the residents who are on the committee, they're going to be sitting in with Encourage staff and helping review applications. So if someone has a great idea and a couple other residents have that same great idea and they fill out the grant application, which is very easy to do, they'll submit it, and then folks like Ben and our staff will come together and have a conversation with them about how we can help them make that opportunity happen.
Where's the money for this coming from?
It comes from our program, the What If Grant program. But it's so much more than money. We're thinking about it in different ways. You know, how many, it doesn't matter how much the dollar amount is. It's small grants, they're $2,500, but it's really more about all of our capitals. Right. So it's not just the financial capital.
It's about getting people together who have a passion for something.
Yes, it's about getting people to come together. It's also about thinking about, you know, what other capitals can we help them with? So maybe they need a facilitator for an event. Can we help with that? So that may not cost money, but it's an opportunity for us to help provide something, one of our capitals that encourage.
Okay, so maybe we need someone who's good at communications to help out with this.
Exactly.
And we contact this person and they say, okay, I'll help you guys out.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they need data to support an idea. Our vital signs could be a great resource for that. So that's another thing that we could help provide to whomever is applying for a What If grant.
Okay, and they will be meeting how often?
They will be meeting twice a month to review grant applications as they come in.
Okay. And then at Rafters Games, behind the grandstand and during the games at the stadium this summer, you heard about the Encourage Big Question.
Yes. So new this summer, we have an Encourage Big Questions board under the grandstands at the Rafters Games. And this summer, we tried it out a few times where we were really focused on the Tribune and just making sure that people are aware of it. And so our question was, what excites you the most about what's coming to the Tribune? And we learned a lot by doing this, I can share that. One of our first ahas was we had to say more than what excites you the most about the Tribune, because people were like, maybe the obituaries?
building!
Yes. So we learned that there are still people in the community who may not have heard about the project and what the opportunity is actually bringing to the community. So we had to actually do some educational sharing at the Rafters Games for people who may have not heard about what we're doing with the building.
Yeah, and you have to do it through a variety of communication means. I imagine... Ben, you do a lot of social media.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been using your social media skills to inform the people that you communicate on a regular basis about what's happening, what you're involved with?
I haven't used social media, but I have talked with other people my age about some of the opportunities.
What is the of your peers? What's the reaction of that?
I think a lot of times they're interested that I'm this involved with things in the community. But then they seem to be kind of interested in it, too.
Okay. Because one of the things, I know Mayor Verwink has talked about the importance in the city of getting young families into the community and getting them involved. And people move out when they don't feel there's growth opportunities. Mm-hmm. Or there's
That is also one of our four priorities is how to, you know, we retain our young adults families in this community. And I think we're doing it through many different ways. The community picnic is a great example. You know, a lot of people who are responding to our question at the picnic, which was, you know, in five words or less, tell us what makes this community special. You know, and it's thinking about our community and what makes it special.
What kind of answers did you get?
Oh, we had fabulous, fabulous responses. But, I mean, some of the things that popped up quite frequently were the people that live here, our neighbors, feeling safe, this beautiful river, especially on that night.
Oh, it was. And everybody was going, oh, is this so, we got to make use of this more. And that falls into the Tribune Building Project and also what the mayor wants to do. And I was grateful that the mayor accepted my invitation to address her. I said, would you care to address the people of the city, the people who are here at the picnic, and he definitely wanted to do so because, you know, the city is looking at that long-range plan for the entire riverfront on both sides because it's a marvelous asset.
Yeah, it is. It's a fabulous asset, and I think, you know, getting people to see the river as more than this thing in the middle of our town that just served the paper industry. So now people, you know, coming out to the community picnic saw the river, they saw the flyboard demonstration.
They saw the trail that's there.
Yeah, the beautiful bike path. Yeah. They saw people on their stand-up paddle boards coming by. I think it really opened people's eyes to, wow, we do have this great asset, because that was one of the biggest things that came back from that question is the river. How fortunate are we to have this asset right in our downtown?
That's, people ask me, better... between Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield here in Wood County, who has the bigger, what's the better downtown or whatever? And I've always said, rapids. And they go, why, how can you say that? I go, we got the river.
You know, we have guests that come to our office quite often, and, you know, and their first thing that they say after they leave the space and maybe have some time that evening to go for a walk, and the next day they'll come and say, oh, my goodness, that river. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, and then, or they come, our visitors, like tomorrow, for lunch by the river.
Yes.
I mean, they come. What's your, Ben, your thought, do you and your peers like the having events down at the river, or what's your thoughts about this?
We haven't. I don't think there were a couple of my friends I know that went to the
picnic.
But other than that, like down by the river, I don't think.
Have you ever been to lunch by the river?
I have been a couple times.
Yeah, isn't that that's a wonderful event? Great, another example of great food.
Yeah.
And everything, and friends and neighbors and families getting together.
It's a great opportunity.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a huge, huge asset for me.
It is.
I mean, it's just, it's something you look, when I drive across the Riverview Expressway Bridge on my way to work every day, I look at the river. I mean, it's just, it makes me feel good.
It does, and it's just been a, you know, this huge visual in our community of what we have here, you know, of so many things. And yes, it was a working river, but it's just served so much more than that now, and I think people are going to start celebrating it a little bit more.
Ben, what would you like to see happen as a young adult and a future leader in our community? What would you like to see happen
with the community
as a whole?
I'd like to see more opportunities for younger people. I think being in the, like, 18 to low 20s is a tough being in Rapids for that.
Okay.
Not a ton to do.
Okay. Okay. Well, and what would you like to do? When everyone is there's not what do you want to do?
I don't know. I guess having places to meet.
Okay.
Right now, if you're meeting with somebody, it's probably at someone's house. There's not a lot of places to go out.
Okay. So there.
Yeah, and you know, I can't wait for the Tribune to open because we're going to fill that need.
Yeah.
We're going to have some great gathering spaces within the building, and there's lots of opportunity for socializing just within the building itself, let alone the program areas that are going to promote people working together on something.
And I know, like, the Chamber has done things with their young professionals group.
Definitely.
And that's going to be, I would highly encourage you, especially with the field of study that you're in, of getting involved with that group in the future. And are you aspiring to become a young entrepreneur yourself? Or?
That's what I'd like to do, yeah.
Okay. And want to tease us on what type of business you make?
I'm not really sure. I'm interested in the tech stuff. So.
Okay. Hey, you listen. We have a mayor who started up a computer company while he was still in school. Not talking high school or even grade school.
And the exciting thing for folks like Ben is the Tribune is really a community accelerator where people who have ideas and are looking for opportunities, they're going to be able to explore them and utilize that space in many different ways.
That's going to be an incubator for ideas.
Yeah, it's going to accelerate ideas that people have and give them opportunities that they may not have without that space being present.
So, I mean, that's why, Ben, thank you for sharing that with us. I wanted you to say that, and that's why this project and other projects like this are so important, and why we need young people involved in this process.
Yeah, you know, in a few years when Ben has a thriving business,
that's
we can
right.
look back and say, look what we found,
yeah.
Ben Jostin.
That's right, that's right. And then, Ben, when you do get your business up and running, we have some marvelous advertising opportunities at our stations. We'd love to have you as a future customer. But I think, I'm dreaming big. I'm thinking Ben's going to be a great entrepreneur. But so what would you say to fellow young people or anybody out there who's thinking, man, maybe I should get involved? What would you say to that person?
It's been a good experience. I went into it thinking I wouldn't get nearly as deep as I did. I thought I would just go to a couple meetings and have my voice heard, but I ended up getting working with Encourage a lot closer, and it led to a lot of other opportunities too.
Does it give you an increased sense of optimism about your community?
Yeah. I guess before this all, I planned on leaving at some point, but now I think that I could stay and there's opportunities.
That's a good, because now you've invested some serious capital, your own,
mm-hmm.
and you want to see what's the fruition of that. You want to see that maker space in the Tribune Building, or that meeting space for young people to get together and be able to talk. Mm-hmm. And this,
I mean, how fabulous would it be to hear other stories of folks who are much like Ben, you know, who have thought maybe, yeah, maybe I'd like to leave, maybe I'm going to explore other options. But, you know, having them come out and really start exploring what assets we actually have here and thinking about them differently.
And then you always have it as people grow older, and you will, Ben. all of a sudden, the rat race that is a bigger city becomes a pain in the you-know-what. And that's when they go, I'd like to come back. But I have to have an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to create for those folks as well.
And this gives them the opportunity to create their own opportunity,
that's
which
it.
I think is important.
Yeah. Yeah. And for all of those of you who said free enterprise, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. A place for future entrepreneurs, future business leaders to get together and create.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing as a community, or we're creating. Corey, it's always fun visiting with you. Ben, thank you so much for being part of the program. I appreciated your perspective.
Thanks.
And that was fun at the picnic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for all your volunteer efforts. Yeah. Sign me up for next year.
Oh, I already got you penciled in. I'll bring you cotton candy.
Oh, goody, goody. I got hit with that right away.